News Talk 590 KUGN here at 7:14. Somebody has just made my day. I did not realize that I came up finally with a good idea. What are you laughing about? Stop laughing. It happens once in a while. Catherine Dunn with Carandy Dunn team, Keller Williams Real Estate, Eugene Springfield. It's real estate now. So what was the good idea I came up with?
Well, on the last show, you said, oh, we should talk about that next time. It was how to select the right agent.
Yes. And that's what we're going to do.
So we're going to talk about
it. All right.
And, you know, this is an interesting topic because we get asked about that all the time. How do you pick the right agent?
Mm-hmm.
And is it, I guess, a gut feel, or what do you do? So years ago, we actually created a list, and this is exactly what we use when we're choosing agents all across the country for our buyers and sellers who are moving out of town. So the first thing we want to look for is a good communicator and negotiator.
Okay.
And so you can identify a good communicator just by listening. And as far as negotiation, you can ask them to tell you some stories about how they've helped their client get a higher price if they're a seller, or, you know, negotiate a lower price if they're a buyer. And just listen. And then you want somebody who's professional. You can identify that just by listening. And if you've got photos or if you're in person with them, you can see if they look professional. You want someone who's confident. You can identify that, again, just by listening. And you want someone who's organized. So when they're talking with you in your first meeting over the phone or in person, do they seem organized? Do they have a plan for their conversation with you? Are they going in a pattern, or are they just talking and going every which way?
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, you want an agent who's available and responsive, because this is the biggest complaint of real estate agents. They're not very available or responsive. So call them. Do they call back in a reasonable amount of time? Or are they calling back the next day? Not a good idea to call back the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Agents might be in a meeting that could take a couple hours, so give them the time, but it should be within a few hours.
And if you make a call, you expect a call back, not a text or something like that, right?
Right. If you're calling, they should call.
Right.
If you're texting, they might text.
True. You know? True.
Yeah. And then I think one of the most important things is that they're experienced. So how do you identify that? Well, first of all, make sure they're a full-time agent, because you want a great agent, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah.
So you want somebody who has a full-time job as a real estate agent. There's a lot of part-time agents. In fact, a few years ago, we only had 600 agents. Now we have 1,200 agents, because when the market gets good, everybody wants to get into real estate. So you want a full-time agent, and you do want one with high volume, because that brings the experience they need to do a good job for you.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So that's kind of the outline of the questions we ask when we're looking for an agent elsewhere in the country. And then once you identify an agent, the next step would be to actually meet with them and potentially hire them. So for buyers, you would have a free buyer consultation, and you can ask for that.
Mm-hmm.
And an agent would sit down and discuss your situation, your wants, your needs, and then, of course, tell you a little bit more about their background, the sale process or the buying process. And then they're going, hopefully, to present you with a buyer service agreement. You do want to sign a buyer service agreement. There's no cost to it. It's free. But it's your commitment to work exclusively with that agent so that that agent knows they have a client.
Seal that relationship there.
Yes.
Yep.
Because then you're going to get the best service.
Okay.
Also, one more thing I'm going to talk about, too, is whatever agent you're using, you want to ask for a guarantee, a satisfaction guarantee. And this is not standard, because if they're not doing the job right, that you're not comfortable with it, you want a way out. And the current, at least in Oregon, the current listing or buyer service agreement may not have a way out. They don't have a clause for how to terminate. So then as a seller, what you would do to hire an agent is you would ask for a free home valuation or market analysis. They're called comparative market analysis or home valuations. And that's where an agent would come out. They'd tour your home. They could also give you some advice as they go through to help you get it prepared. They're going to also go through the sale process, what it takes to get your home sold. And then they will sit down and review comparable properties with you to help come up with a price. All of that should make sense to you. And then they would present a listing agreement to you, and that's what you would sign to hire that agent. If you feel comfortable that they are a great agent and they've done a good job, hire them. If you're not sure, go to the next agent.
If you're a little iffy, okay.
Yes.
Now, we have 30 seconds. You want to sneak in about your Thursday upcoming seminar?
You bet. Quick? We have a seminar coming up on how to sell your home for the highest price, and we're doing it at the Hyatt Place Hotel at the Oakway Center. It's this Thursday, April 11th from 2 to 4 p.m.,
okay.
And you can register at eugeneseminars.com and find out more about hiring a great agent.
Always enjoy the chat time. Thank you for coming in.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Real Estate Now here on News Talk 590 KUGN.